Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. We got my pal, my fearless warrior friend that I've been on the road with for 2 years and I love like a brother. Clay Clark is back with me today. And you know when Clay Clark's here, there's not a moment to spare. So how you doing, Clay?
I'm fired up to be here with you. And I really wanted to kind of riff today. Like if you're in a band, a lot of times, you know, the bass player might play something and the guitar player might play something that inspires the drummer to do something. And then that's a song. So I want to kind of riff with you, going through some facts here, pretty rapid fire to see what this means and your, from your perspective. So can I share a screen? Is it okay?
Of course. Always. There you go. Okay.
So I'm going to do this kind of like, it's like a CSI sort of, I'm not endorsing that show necessarily, but I'm just going to kind of rhetorical questions. Okay. So what did Grimes, why did Grimes, let's put why and what, why did Grimes wear a Vanta Black crown to the 2018 Met Gala? So you look at it and you go, there she is. She's wearing what's called a Vanta Black is the color. Vanta Black. It was a big hubbub, a Vanta Black crown. That's the color. Vanta Black. Black, you know, typically is a symbol of death. Crown is like royalty, queen, that whole thing, you know.
Right, yeah.
So you look here, you get a lot of spam popping up. We'll continue going. So you look at this and we're working through the spam. We're pulling up and we're going, why did she wear, where is it? Let's pull it up. There you go. Why did she wear a Vanta Black crown to the Met Gala in 2018. I'd love to get your thoughts on that. And maybe it's a punt. Maybe you don't have a thought about it. I just want to get your thoughts.
Well, I this is her. She is. She tries to be very outrageous. There's something about that black, though, that I think is a little deeper to the story. But again, people have to remember, people often say, well, you know, Grimes has nothing to do with Elon Musk. Oh, yeah, she has two kids with him. And has a lot to do with him. But for some reason, this was really important to her and apparently very, very expensive. And like you said, there's a tie to the occult and to Satanism with this Vanta Black situation and being a crown. So I don't know where that takes you, but it was very important to her to have this special crown made.
Now, this is the thing. This
you can't even see it. Which is crazy because of her hair.
The thing. I, you know, like to wear the same thing every day because I don't have to think about it. But I'm thinking like the Met Gala, you know, it's like, why are they wearing this? And I kind of obsess on it, you know, so you look at here that, so Musk is wearing a reverse of a priest's outfit. Right. You got the black collar, the white jacket, and he's wearing the jacket. Musk is that says New World Order on the back of it. So the back of the jacket says New World Order. Now, again, I don't know if a lot of people picked up on that. I don't know if a lot of people know, are aware of that, maybe. But I would just ask the question, you know, why is he wearing a jacket that says New World Order on the back of it? Why is Musk wearing a jacket that reads New World Order on the back of it? I mean, he could have been wearing any kind of jacket at all, but why is he specifically, why is Musk wearing a jacket at the Met Gala? Look at it, folks. That says New World Order on the back of it. Why does it say New World Order? And why so you start to ask these questions and you go, maybe it was just awesome. It was art. Okay, sure. So now Vanta Black, I start thinking about, well, Vanta Black. I mean, wow, who makes Vanta Black? Vanta Black. Made by a company called Surrey Nanosystems. And Surrey Nanosystems began as a spin-out from the University of Surrey's Advanced Technology Institute in December of 2006. You see, Surrey Nanosystems' initial goal was the development of commercial systems for producing carbon nanotubes at temperatures compatible with back and silicone processing. So then I started thinking about my late friend, Dr. Rashid Batar. I started thinking about, he was telling me about Marburgs. I remember thinking, Marburg, Rashid Batar. That's why I try to take detailed notes and archive my thoughts. So he said this to me, and he said this to Z. Again, this is for anybody out there who's not aware. This is Maria Z. She'll be coming to the Reawaken America tour, by the way. She'll be joining
us. I've done shows with her. I love her. She's a great
lady. So this is what he said. Yeah, this is what Rashid said.
There's more than overwhelming evidence that these are three of these pathogens that are housed within the hydrogel that is used in the vaccination and the jabs that are being given. Now, these three pathogens are innocuous. They're stable, they're inert, they don't do anything. You wouldn't even know that they're there, okay? But the hydrogel is the fixative that is within. So it's being, think of it almost like paraffin or cryo or something that's preserved, okay? It's like a storage. It's a vehicle to deliver.
Now, I remember talking to him, and I remember him saying, you know, Clay, the only way that someone could deliver a pathogen inside a human body that would sit there dormant until it's activated via 5G would be if they were using a lipid, which is a fat cell, a hydrogel, and a carbon nanotube. That's the only like detonation system that would deliver that and stay at a certain, stay dormant until it receives a 5G signal. And I said, carbon nanotube? What? And then I start going back going, wait a minute. What does Surrey Systems make? Carbon nanotubes.
Right.
And I started thinking, what is black the symbol of? Death. What did she wear to the Met Gala? A Vanta Black crown. What? Who makes the Vanta Black? Surrey Nanosystems. Interesting. Let's continue. Interesting. Just interesting things.
Whatever they're trying to deliver, like the messenger RNA or whatever else they're doing. But it's also fixating these things and keeping them stable. So they're essentially, it's a payload, very high levels. It's the payload of pathogens that are being held in this hydrogel, almost like a sleeper cell.
We know that Marburg is not particularly contagious, but it has an extraordinarily high rate of fatality.
This is an attorney named, again, just so we're clear, just so we're getting the background. This is Todd Callender. I believe him to be a pretty realistic attorney. He tends to bring the receipts and cite the evidence. So he's citing things here. So I won't be able to really listen because he fires off a lot of information quickly. And you may have to watch today's edition of the Mel Kay Show two times. Here we go.
Not particularly contagious, but it has an extraordinarily high rate of fatality. And we know the mechanism by which this will be released. And that is inside of these shots that people already received, inside the lipid nanoparticles, the hydrogel, there exists pathogens inside of the particles that have not yet opened. Those pathogens are chimeric. They include E. coli Marburg, Ebola Staphylococcus, and Brewer's yeast, amongst others. We know that upon the broadcast from the 5G system that is now employed across the United States and the world for that matter, when they broadcast an 18 gigahertz signal for 1 minute, three different times as a pulse, it will cause those lipid nanoparticles to swell and release these pathogenic contents, thereby causing a Marburg epidemic.
Changing the temperature of the carbon nanotubes that are made by Surrey Systems. Surrey Systems made the Vanta Black color, which was used by Grimes to wear at the Met Gala and the Elon Musk jacket that said New World Order.
That they've already spent the money on. It's already done, right? The Marburg epidemic, for purposes of the law, has happened. And now we just need the actual disaster to happen. And there's actually worse parts to it than that, including the 1p36 gene deletion that effectively will turn those poor people into zombies. As odd as that sounds, our government's preparing for that.
So we go back to the notes here. I started thinking Anthropocene. Oh, what does that mean?
Right. So
Grimes writes this album called Misanthropocene. Now you've been around a lot of artistic people. You come from Hollywood. You've worked with the biggest who's who of, you know, music, yeah. And you know them. Some of them they admit to knowing you. Some of them, I don't know her. She shares too much truth. I can't admit to that. But you know some of the biggest names.
Right.
And
yeah. Very well.
An album, there's a reason for it.
A lot
of people dwell on these things for weeks on end, you know. So it's called Misanthropocene. Was the name of the album that Grimes released before the pandemic. And the song titles, you know, so why don't we just do this? We'll go song by song, album by album. We'll just get into it. So Anthropocene is the time period that the World Economic Forum says we need to move into. Anthropocene. And, you know, it's on their website, and they're talking, we need to move in. This is a human-controlled gene. So messenger RNA, messenger, it controls the gene. It sends things into the human genome. That's what this does, this messenger RNA. So Anthropocene would be the era of the human-controlled gene. And so she writes an album called Miss Anthropocene about the human-controlled gene. And so let's just look at the lyrics to the song. So let's do We Appreciate Power. Let's just look this up here.
Oh, God.
Here we go. So we'll do We Appreciate Power. And I'm going to do lyrics. We Appreciate Power. Lyrics. Okay. Folks, I apologize if I sound repetitive. I'm reading lyrics. Here we go. We appreciate power. We appreciate power. We appreciate power. I want to zoom in some more. Ooh, power. Okay. What will it take to make you capitulate? We appreciate power. We appreciate power. Elevate the human race. Put a makeup on my face. We appreciate power. We appreciate power. Power. Simulation. Give me something good. God's creation so misunderstood. Pray to the divinity, the keeper of the key. One day everyone will believe. What will it take to make you capitulate? We appreciate power. We appreciate power. When will the state agree to cooperate? We appreciate power. We appreciate power. Power. People like to say that we're insane, but AI will reward us when it rains. Pledge allegiance to the world's most powerful supercomputer, which is CERN, by the way. Simulation is the future. What? Let me try again. Pledge allegiance to the world's most powerful, super powerful computer. That's CERN. Simulation. What is the future? What will it take to make you capitulate? We appreciate power. We appreciate power. Elevate the human race. Put a makeup on my face. We appreciate power. We appreciate power. Power. And if you long to never die, baby, plug in, upload your mind. Come on, you're not even alive if you're not backed up on the drive. And if you long to never die, baby, plug in, upload your mind. Come on, you're not even alive if you're not backed up on a drive. What will it take to make you capitulate? We appreciate power. We appreciate power. Elevate the human race. Put a makeup on my face. We appreciate power. We appreciate power. What will it take to make you capitulate? We appreciate power. We appreciate power. When will the state agree to cooperate? We appreciate power. We appreciate power. We appreciate power. We appreciate power. We continue to appreciate power. We 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 continue to appreciate power. Neanderthal to human being evolution killed the gene. Biology is superficial. Intelligence is artificial. Submit, 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 submit. That's the song. We appreciate power. So I start to think, Mel, where's the world's largest supercomputer? Where is it? Well, world's most powerful computer. So I look it up and I go, ooh, so CERN is located on top of the former temple. Well, how do I know this? So let's do Antipas was in the Bible. And Antipas, the Bible, this is the gospel. John wrote this, this book of Revelation. John wrote this while exiled on the island of Patmos. God gave him the open vision. Ah! And he wrote this down. He says, I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr who was slain among you where the Satan dwelleth. So the Bible's telling you that Satan lives where Antipas was martyred. So the question is, where was Antipas martyred? Well, you go, that's where CERN's located. Yes, CERN is actually physically located on top of the bottomless pit. That's where Antipas was martyred. So CERN is located, CERN, this would be Temple of Apollyon. Okay, so CERN is located on top of the actual physical location where DuckDuckGo will give us more of an honest search result here. Let me pull it up real quick here.
True.
Yeah, let me try. Okay, a lot of information. So CERN is located on top of the former Temple of Apollo. CERN's logo is 666. So now, if you read the book of Revelation chapter 9, it'll all make sense. Here we go, Revelation chapter 9. Okay, King James. Here we go. And it says, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. What? So we go back. Miss Anthropocene. Oh, no. So heavy I fell to the earth. And what now? Okay, let's look at it. So Grimes writes this album about she's prophesying COVID-19, the Great Reset, but before the Great Reset.
Right.
How does Grimes know all these things are going to happen? How does she know the plan of the Great Reset to put RNA modifying nanotechnology inside the human genome? How does she know about this idea of how does she know this? And how does she? Okay, so we go here. Okay, so world's most powerful computer, that's CERN. Okay, And there was a lot of pressure to get people to capitulate, to put this technology in your body, which Dr. McCullough has said, this changes the human genome. And she talks about this person has the key, the keeper of the key. And then you look at Revelation, it says, Revelation 9, okay, here we go. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened up the bottomless pit, and there arose out of the smoke of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun of the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and to them was given the power as the scorpions have of the earth. And it was commanded to them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any green tree, neither inner tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill, but they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion where he striketh a man. So, Locust, what is the name of the AI-controlled technology that can find your face and kill you? It's called Locust. Yes. So watch this, folks.
AI doesn't have to be evil to destroy humanity. If AI has a goal and humanity just happens to be in the way, it will destroy humanity as a matter of course without even thinking about it. No hard feelings. It's just like if we're building a road and an anthill happens to be in the way, we don't hate ants. We're just building a road. And so goodbye, anthill.
So the question is, Mel, if you look up Locust, what is the chance that the name of the military, the number one, this is the most feared weapon of mass destruction currently alive, is called the Locust? It is a low-cost swarming drone technology that's powered by AI. And it's called Locust, and this is how it works. This is how it works.
Weapon of mass destruction is a term used in arms control circles signifying something capable of damage on a large scale and subject to international treaties. Analyst Zach Callenborn argues in a recent study for the U.S. Air Force Center for Strategic Deterrence Studies that some types of drone swarm would count as WMD. The argument might seem like the theoretical arms control equivalent of angels dancing on the head of a pin, except that the U.S. Army is working on a lethal swarm which fits Callenborn's description. Current drones like the MQ-9 Reaper are controlled remotely, with a pilot flying the aircraft and a payload operator aiming and launching missiles. A battery of other personnel, including military lawyers and image analysts, look over their shoulders and argue what is or is not a valid target. The movie Eye in the Sky brilliantly captured the military political legal wrangling during drone operations. Future drones may have more autonomy, flying and fighting with much less human supervision, in particular when many of them work together as a swarm. Callenborn, an expert in...
Now, just so we're clear how this works, it can find your face, so it's deployed.
Like Terminators, such drones may look like science fiction. But the U.S. Army has been working on a cluster UAS smart munition for missile deployment which looks like a real-world embodiment of AFADS. The Cluster Swarm Project is developing a missile warhead to dispense a swarm of small drones that fan out to locate and destroy vehicles with explosively formed penetrators or EFPs. An EFP spits a high-speed slug of armor-piercing metal some tens or hundreds of meters. This is similar in concept to the existing CBU-105 bomb, a 1,000-pound munition which scatters 40 skeet submunitions each over the target area, each of which parachutes down, scanning the ground with a seeker until it finds a tank and fires an EFP at it. The picture above shows one test. CBU-105S dropped by B-52 bombers.
And this is a real thing. And so you look at this and you're going, you got to be kidding me. No, this is a real thing. This is how it works. I mean,
pack the same tank and ignore others. A true swarm acting cooperatively will deconflict. So 40 drones always attack 40 different targets.
And who keeps dressing up like Baphomet? Elon Musk. Final Elon Musk clip here for you, folks. I want you to see this.
With artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know all those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Didn't work out.
So again, this guy, Elon Musk, he refers to it as summoning the demon. CERN is the world's largest supercomputer, which fits right into the Grimes lyrics. And what? And now when you now it all kind of starts to make more sense, because you go to the CERN website, and I just did a scrub of their website, downloaded the HTML content, and looked for the word Nazi. That's how I found this. And I found it says here, this is on the CERN website right here. This is not ClayClark.com. This is on the CERN website right here, folks. It says that this is CERN reporting on what they're finding here. They say, the Titanic machine may possibly create or discover previously unimagined scientific phenomenon or unknowns. For instance, an extra dimension. Out of this door might come something, or we might send something through it, said Sergio Bellucci, who is the director of the research of CERN. And then paragraph four, I'm going, what kind of stuff are you guys finding? And they said, here we're looking at an imminent visit from a race of carnivorous, that's, you know, meat-eating, dinosaur men, the super clone, the superhuman clone hive legions, of some evil genetic queen empress.
God.
Queen empress. Infinite polypantheons of dark negate deities imprisoned for aeons and hungering to feast upon human souls. A parallel history of Nazi global Reich or something of that type. And Nazis derived from the word Nimrod. Nimrod is like the person in the Bible that chose to go against God's laws. So Nimrod. So, Mel, a lot of information there. A lot there.
I can't believe that's from CERN's real website. I mean, I know all that. I didn't know that they actually write it out on their website. CERN, again, folks, in Switzerland, where all roads lead, even though we were told our whole lives that it's neutral.
Right.
Wow, this is pretty disturbing. I don't know, that Grimes woman, something's very wrong there. But what's scariest about this is, A, Elon Musk is, I believe, the number one contractor to the Department of Defense. Right. Also controlling now, fully controlling social media to the point that he sees very small accounts comments, because once in a while he'll comment on somebody's account and you'll look and be like, who's that? And they have 5,000 subs. So, you know, there's a bigger picture going on behind the scenes at Twitter. But I have a real problem with all of this, but I cannot believe that's actually on their site, because that's what I've always been told. But I never dug into CERN's site other than there to connect it. Because I look up, when I go to CERN, I look up how it connects to the other tentacles of the octopus of global control, as my friend Charlie calls it. And CERN is obviously part of the bigger plan for the top-down one-world government and governance. And many people say that, you know, they've been playing with portals, but apparently they don't deny this.
Right. And I'm just going to give you a lot of biblical knowledge today, folks. And some of this might be stuff that people haven't heard before. Maybe you've heard it before. My whole thing about being on your show, which I love, is you will quickly dismiss anything that cannot be verified in it. And I appreciate that, because it's a certain sort of a intellectual challenge when you're on somebody's show that doesn't put up with hoo-ha or speculation. So I appreciate that about you. And I'm going to pull this up here. So Revelation chapter 16. All right. I like to do the King James version. Someone's like, no, you should do the New King James. Okay. We could argue about it. We'll have that conversation later, but we're going to go to Revelation chapter 16. Okay. We're just going to look up Euphrates River to see what does the Bible have to say about the Euphrates River? What does it have to say? Okay. So we're looking here. And again, most of us, I think, have a physical Bible. That'd be great if we do. If we don't, it's okay. We're going to go to Revelation chapter 16. Go in here. Okay. And again, I didn't write the Bible. I have no, you know, I didn't. That's not me. I'm just reading what's in the Bible. So we're going to go there. Okay. And so just to save a little bit of time, I'm going to go to timetofreeamerica.com. And I have this button here I've made where all this is documented in one place. So you just go here. But I'm going to look here for the word Euphrates. Okay. This is Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 16. And just so you can see, I'm not making this up. You're seeing me type this into the search results. I'm pulling it up. Okay, it says here, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon. Most people believe that, you know, dragon means dragon is China. Okay. And out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Isn't that very interesting that at the time the Euphrates River is drying up, we're now seeing this guy who identifies himself as sort of the source of like infinite wisdom, where people are going, wow, this guy, where did he come from? Yuval Noah Harari, he's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates. They often refer to him as a prophet. I'll show you that in a minute. So this is what he's working on, is this thing called the Gilgamesh Project. So watch what he's working on, this thing called the Gilgamesh Project, which, by the way, they're finding more and more artifacts related to Gilgamesh now that the Euphrates River is drying up. So this is old school. You've all know Harari.
What is going to happen to our species in the coming century or two?
He's so sick.
In all likelihood, our species is going to disappear.
Yeah.
They're probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens. In the medium future, within a few decades or a couple of centuries at most, Homo sapiens will disappear. The next big revolution in history will, of course, transform the economy and politics and society and all that. But
the economy, the brains, the body. Now, wait, let's continue. This is, I want to make sure, folks. So let's look at it again. Let's look at it again. Here we go.
And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. And the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
The largest protest in the history of Israel took place in March of 2023. And guess who's speaking at the protest, trying to overthrow Netanyahu? You've all know her, right?
Think about the politicians in the world, or think about the religious movement or the ideological movement that which was the worst in history from your perspective, and take a few minutes to think, what would they do with the technologies that I'm developing right now?
Good evening, Mr. Harari. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us tonight. My question indeed is a bit more personal. You've called yourself a prophet tonight, or you've used
the word.
I
mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the son of God, this is fake news.
Yuval Noah Harari, a spokesperson and advisor for the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, people say, I don't think I've ever seen somebody encompass the Antichrist and the goals of the Antichrist more than this person. This guy is pushing for practically new religions based off technology. He calls and openly says that we're going to be having entities living among us that are not human. And then he's pushing and absolutely supporting in multiple video interviews that we need to be surveyed and have surveillance that is technology implanted under our skin. I mean, it's shocking. And not only that, as you see in the opening clip, he is openly, absolutely, completely against the God of the Bible and against the belief in God.
The Euphrates has been the cradle of civilization in West Asia. The river has been the lifeline for millions in Iraq and Syria.
For millennia, the Euphrates River has woven its way through human history, playing a significant role in shaping civilizations and contributing to the narrative of our past. However, this ancient waterway has recently been facing an alarming reality. With its life-giving waters ebbing away, this river, stretching from Turkey through Syria to Iraq, is now just a remnant of its once bountiful self. Once vibrant fishing economies have collapsed, and contaminated water pools are all that remain. The Fertile Crescent, once the cradle of agriculture, is now barely recognizable, leaving behind stark landscape. The Euphrates River's rich history and captivating tales are deeply intertwined with human civilization. One such fascinating story revolves around the alleged discovery of King Gilgamesh's tomb, an ancient ruler of Uruk. The Epic of Gilgamesh, recounting the life of this king, was a literary masterpiece penned 2 millennia before Christ. The epic tells us that Gilgamesh was interred under the Euphrates in a tomb fashioned after his death when the river parted its waters. His kingdom of Uruk was located on the river's banks in present-day Iraq.
The Gilgamesh Project, the attempt to overcome disease, old age, and death, is the flagship of science.
Now listen, he's going to talk about singularity. He and Elon Musk are both wanting to push towards singularity, folks. Underline that, write that down, singularity. Ray Kurzweil, the head technologist at Google, wants to push towards a singularity.
It serves to justify everything that science does. Whenever there is doubt, we just think about that and we say, okay, go on. More and more scholars say that what really awaits us in the future is the singularity. Now, what is the singularity? The singularity is a point in which our world of meaning collapses completely.
I'm curious then about AI, which many people say will lead to great productivity gains. You show those robots. I mean, I can imagine what they conceivably could do when powered by AI. But I'm also curious, because you've certainly been concerned, what percentage do you give the chance that it will destroy humanity?
Well, the advent of artificial general intelligence is called a singularity because it is so hard to predict what will happen after that.
With artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Didn't work out.
More and more scholars say that what really awaits us in the future is the singularity. Now, what is the singularity? The singularity is a point in which our world of meaning collapses completely. A point when everything we know about ourselves and about the world, all our hopes and fears and so forth, our very identity, they will all become irrelevant.
Okay, so who has the FDA approval now to put a chip in your head? Think about this for just a second. Everybody out there that's so excited that we got our blue check mark back. Woo! I got my blue check mark back. That's awesome. I get to pay him $80 a year, so I get to post online. Okay. So this right here is, think about this, the profundity of this moment for just a second. I have very good friends, and you do too. Most of our friends are the same people, doctors of mine, who have tried to save the lives of their patients using hydroxychloroquine, budesonide, and ivermectin. And you know what they can't do? They can't have access to life-saving treatments like budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. Why? Because the FDA has been withholding the use of hydroxychloroquine, as reported by Washington Times and everybody else, okay? So this same FDA that will not prescribe budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, which could save people from a virus, says, oh, yeah, you, Elon Musk, you check the boxes. We've looked into you, and we want you to have the FDA approval to put brain implants, chips inside the human skull. Yes. And you know what? In our infinite wisdom, our incredible military did the vetting. They did the research. They said, oh, this guy, Elon Musk, this guy who says he's summoning the demon, who owns the largest mRNA manufacturing facility on the planet, CureVac, a guy who dresses up with a jacket that says New World Order, who takes a woman to the Met Gala, who wears a Vanta Black crown made by Surrey Systems. This guy, Elon Musk, oh yeah, we're going to let him shoot 30,000 low orbit satellites into space to blanket the Earth in 5G. Yeah, he's got 100% approval from NASA. That makes sense. 100% approval from the FDA. That makes sense. Watch this, folks. This is wild.
Elon Musk's brain implant company, Neuralink, said on Thursday it had been given a green light from the US FDA to kickstart its first-in-human clinical study. It's a critical milestone for Neuralink after earlier struggles to...
Watch this. Watch what he says it can do.
Approval.
We're confident that it is possible to restore full body functionality.
Keep going.
Musk believes brain implants could cure a range of conditions, including obesity, autism, depression, and schizophrenia.
Okay, now schizophrenia, just so we're very clear, first off, you got to know how to spell it. That's a big challenge. So a lot of us are going to go right now to Google. And we're like, I don't know. I'm just going to type. So we go schizo, what schiz? I want everyone to go there with me, struggle with it. Schizophrenia. Schizophrenia. I don't know how to spell. I can't figure it out. You got it. Boom. There it is. Schizophrenia. Okay. So schizophrenia, it's a disorder. This is how they describe it. Psychologists describe it as a mental disorder, which may cause you to have delusions. So do you know what happens when you discuss election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud? I know people say that you're delusional, but you know what? Congress has already thought about that. They've written legislation called HR 666, which now will merge the Centers for Disease Control with the Law Enforcement Violent Prevention Program to deal with people that have delusions. Are we seeing how this works now? So meanwhile, then you got over here, you got FDA, again, Elon Musk has approval to put a chip in your cranium, folks. Watch this.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains? And
like they don't already know.
Because you all will have implants. I can, and we measure your brain waves. And I can immediately tell you how the people react, or I can feel how the people react to your answers. Is it imaginable?
I think that is imaginable. I think...
Mel, I'd love to get your idea. I mean, this, Schwab's down with brain chips. You've all know Harari's down with brain chips. Musk is down with brain chips. The FDA's down with brain chips. Any concerns there, Mel? Just any?
Yeah, I mean, they've been, but Rockefeller's been, they've been, the Rockefeller videos, I think they're from the early 90s with the filmmaker Russo, if you can still find him out there. He talks about the need for every human to be chipped so that they can be completely tracked, traced, and controlled. And I believe that was in the early 90s. Schwab sitting there talking all cheeky with the founder of Google about it. They already know they exist. They've existed since Nazi Germany. What we are talking about, this is very terrifying. I hope people understand. Most of these people are criminals against humanity on such a huge scale. Plus, they have the money because they've deceived all of our nations into handing over money through climate emergency, through global public health emergency. What's happening right now at the World Health Organization is terrifying. People do not even understand. And then we have stupid alternative media people out there saying nothing they do at the WHO will affect us here. Wrong. It is the Biden administration that is really pushing for this World Health Organization new treaty, it's called, but that's not what it is. It is global governance through fear and manipulation through health emergency, which is now redefined as any emergency.
Oh, man, it's all part of the plan. It's all part of the plan.
No, the people are being so greatly deceived, and our media is the worst, because they should be reporting what you're reporting. Most of these people belong in prison. I mean, they're psychopaths that are dangerous to humanity. Harari, to me, is the most dangerous person, but he's not in charge. Right. The problem is that the people that are really running this, we don't even know who they are, because they are above them and they don't want you to know. And these are a cult of people that are the oligarch, billionaire, trillionaire class that are the real puppet masters. Harari works for them, and I believe they work for Satan himself at this point.
Now, Mel, what if this is all part of the plan to wake up, you know, the White Hats?
It's not. It's absolutely not. I can't even talk about it anymore. It's so ridiculous.
Because someone asks me every day.
I know. Well, don't worry. I've lost a lot of people because they say I've changed. No, I just know that at the end of the day, if we don't deal with reality and what we're seeing and hearing, then we lose. And as long as we keep chasing our tails and thinking, like, how different are we if we're looking at our own people as false prophets, telling us that all these things are happening that we don't see any evidence of, and then you can manipulate evidence from flights or from this or from that. What is happening on the ground is real. We have to be dealing in reality. I am in New York City. There are 50,000 illegal people here that were not vetted for illness or guns or weapons or drugs or anything, wandering around New York City with full access to everything and no cops stopping them. And this is all over America, from rural to small towns. We are under attack in America from all sides. These lunatics are pushing World War III because, like Harari has told us, they're not worried about a nuclear war. They have plans for the elite. And they want the Anthropocene, and they want all that. Don't forget, it wasn't that long ago that Jeff Bezos, who is somehow being handled, I don't even understand his story at all. Jeff Bezos said that they were going to have to make, he said this with a straight face and meant it. And Elon Musk was involved in this conversation too, that they're going to have to make space, anti-gravity space pods, because they won't, people won't be able to live on Earth anymore. Only a very small group of people. Well, those are the people behind Agenda 2030 and sustainable living for them. This is all getting way beyond, and I'll have everyone know, Martine Rothblatt, a huge transhumanist, a singularity, all of that. Whoopi Goldberg was interviewing her AI simulation of her real life wife. She used to be a man. Now she's a transgender. Now she, and the richest CEO, you created Sirius XM satellite radio. has created a downloadable version of humanity into a transhumanism forever download, and Whoopi Goldberg of The View is interviewing it. So I'm telling you, people are being so deceived. It's such a small group of people. Right. If we all listen to what they're saying and understand that they can, Harari or Rothblatt or Kurzweil or Klaus Schwab, or you go to the next level, Kissinger, Rockefeller, they can talk to a group of their own elite ilk, Fourth Reich members, the Club of Clubs, the Club of Rome, the Committee of 300, and the whole room stands and cheers and claps.
Right.
As they say this stuff. I've been saying a lot lately, Clay. We often talk about the victims of Mao, the victims of the Bolsheviks, the victims of Stalin, the victims of Hitler, the people in the concentration camps, how evil the levels of degradation and abuse and just demonic treatment of other human beings. We very rarely talk about that millions of people worked in those camps and committed those vile acts and murders and shooting babies in front of parents and raping and torturing people in front of their loved ones, starving them to death, working them to death, and enjoyed it and went home and lived fine lives and went back to work the next day at the camps.
Right.
We have to start dealing with evil on another scale, and the idea that the Third Reich fell, the Fourth Reich began, and that I believe that's who we're dealing with, and they're eugenicists to the core.
Now, Mel, I want to play this final clip before you have to hang up on me. I want people to really understand this idea, okay? So you say, well, how are you going to get people who have a sound mind to put this technology under their skin? How are you going to do that?
Well, Convenience and desperation.
So watch as I kind of sprint to the finish here, folks. Here we go.
Countries across the world are ditching the U.S. dollar. Tonight, we want to tell you about how it's playing out in West Asia. Iraq has become the latest country to dump the U.S. dollar. Iraqis are now banned from dealing in the greenback. The announcement was made last week. Iraq's Interior Ministry issued a statement. It was a message for all citizens of Iraq. Listen to this.
Now, just so we're clear, in Iraq, most transactions are done via cash. Okay, so they use a lot more cash than we do. Here we go.
Dinar is the national currency in Iraq. Your commitment to transact in it instead of foreign currencies boosts the country's sovereignty and economy. So currency has now become a matter of nationalism. But why were Iraqis relying on the dollar in the first place? Well, this is a trend that dates back to the 1990s. It began with the Gulf War in 1991. It was followed by U.S. sanctions. And then more than a decade later, the U.S. invaded Iraq. All of this damaged the Iraqi currency, the dinar. It lost value with each conflict and finally collapsed when the Americans invaded some 20 years back. Just to give you an idea, $1 was worth 4,000 Iraqi dinars. So the war killed the Iraqi currency. After the war, the U.S. established a stranglehold on the country, and the U.S. dollar became the de facto currency of Iraq. America also helped establish the Central Bank of Iraq. But this is a cash-dependent economy. According to the World Bank, just 26% of Iraqi companies use the formal banking system, only 26%, about a quarter of them. And 98% of Iraq's companies pay their employees in cash. And since Iraqi dinar lacks value, the US dollar is used to make those payments.
In 2007, 25 banks, they had to be bailed out, including Washington Mutual, the single largest bank failure in history. Total of $526 billion, and that was over 12 months. In the last 5 weeks, we have had three U.S. banks fail, and we're already over the 2007 total by $6 billion.
It's important that people understand they can be bailed in, but you don't want a huge run on the institution, but they have, I mean, they're going to be.
I want people to go read Executive Order 14067, Executive Order 14067, signed by Uncle Joe, the 8th of March of 2022, and it went into effect 13 December 2022.
The COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. And it was around this large. and would be implanted under your skin.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
So MIT created this thing called the CBDCs. MIT created this thing called the CBDC. Folks, look it up. MIT created the CBDC. There it is, MIT. MIT also developed this thing called the quantum dot. MIT developed the quantum dot. Who did? MIT, the quantum dot. It stores your medical and financial records under your skin. And the name of the new technology that powers CBDCs is called Quant.network. Quant.network. And that connects you to what's called the singularity. Look at the diagram on the website there, folks. Quant.network. And so what happens is we are at a fork in the road. You're going to see the collapse of the U.S. dollar. You're going to see a worldwide de-dollarization begin. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. That's 41% of the Earth's population. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, 41% of the Earth's population is now being joined by Saudi Arabia. They're now being joined by Iran, Turkey, Brazil, Mexico. Everybody is all teaming up with BRICS, okay? So you got Iran, Mexico, Turkey. Everybody is teaming up right now with the BRICS nations, which will take, which means the majority of the Earth's population, the overwhelming majority, will be using the BRICS currency. It's a programmable central bank digital currency based in Shanghai at the New Development Bank. So we get to a place right now. You say, what can I do? So I'm going to tell you what you should do, folks. Step one, if you haven't subscribed to the Mel Kay podcast, listen and you haven't subscribed, you need to subscribe, and I'll tell you why. Because you need to start your day by listening to Mel Kay. You need to, because what happens is you're going to get so much misinformation. I was talking to a very sane person, a parent of one of my kids. They have a friend, and their parent was at my house, and I'm not mad at this person, but they were going, Elon Musk is awesome. He's freeing us on Twitter. Woo! And I'm going,
do you listen to a lot of Fox News?
Well, yeah, every morning. Why? I'm like, that's a problem. Okay, so go to themelkshow.com. Go to themelkshow.com. Go to find Mel Kay up on Rumble. You go to Rumble, you type in The Mel Kay Show. I mean this. We got to do it today, folks. A lot of people are busy. I know. We go to The Mel Kay Show. We subscribe. We need to subscribe right now. Today, you go here. Oh, join. I want to join. You got to do these things. Support, join, do it. Subscribe. You got it. Why? I want to follow. See, I just did it. Boom, I'm in. Boom. So you do that. Then after you do that, okay, Now we're getting daily information coming into our brain that's accurate. Now what we want to do is we want to go up here and get out of the fiat currency if we can. Now you might say you already have a gold and silver dealer you like. That's fine. Find someone you like. I can only speak to who I buy gold and silver from. I buy from a company called Beverly Hills Precious Metals, bh-pm.com. Multiple people that own banks told me that's who they buy from years ago, and that's why I buy from Beverly Hills Precious Metals. But you might say, I'm looking for another option, okay? I used to buy from Goldline. You might say, well, why don't you buy from Goldline now? Whenever I have a relationship that I feel like it can shift the direction where we're friends, and I like to do business with people that I like.
Me too.
So I have no problem with Goldline. I just happen to know Sorcini on a personal basis. Whenever I see his wife, Lynn, it's a cordial thing. They're great people. I kind of consider them part of the family. They also support patriots like General Flynn, like Peter Navarro, Cash Patel. So I would recommend you use promo code Mel Kay. When you ask them, when they say, how did you hear about us? Just put in here Mel Kay and do that today. Schedule a consultation. If nothing else, you'll get a great education.
Yeah.
Get that done. Third thing is come and join us on the Reawaken America Tour in Las Vegas, Nevada. And because of your good friend here, Mel Kay, folks, your incredible hostess, Mel Kay has made the connections needed to bring Roseanne to join on the Reawaken America Tour in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yep.
And Roseanne, but I've wanted to bring on the tour, and I wanted the opportunity to do so, but I can't have every single speaker speak at every event. So when you see this flyer get updated tomorrow, don't think I've lost my mind if certain people aren't there and certain people are there. Just when you have 72 speakers, you can't have 172 speakers. It can't be like a Wu-Tang Clan concert where everyone has a mic. So you're going to see me making some updates today, and you're going to notice certain people are not on the flyer. Certain people will be on the flyer. So you're going to still see Roger Stone, Mel Kay, Jim Brewer, Peter Navarro, Laura Trump, Eric Trump, General Flynn. You're still going to see Cash Patel, Jim Brewer, Mike Lindell, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Simone Gold. A lot of the faces that you're used to, but you're going to see new faces like Alex Jones, new faces like Roseanne, new faces. And when you say, well, why do I have new faces now? I didn't have new faces before because I didn't have time to fit them all in the lineup. And Mel Kay had to open up a few doors for me. And Mel was able to reach out to Roseanne and to utilize that wonderful relationship she has, that trust she has, yeah, letting Roseanne know that she wasn't setting her up for a hit job. She was setting her up to be in front of an audience of patriots that love this country. So final step, go to timetofreeamerica.com, request those tickets to join us right now on the Reawaken America Tour. It's Las Vegas, Nevada, August 25th and 26th. Someone says, it's Nevada. My sister lives there. It's Nevada. Okay, fine. We'll go to Las Vegas, Nevada. That's get those tickets right now. Timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. And when you use promo code MelK, when our team calls you and says, how did you hear about us? Say you heard about the event through MelK. And when you do that, you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass where you could meet Dan. You could meet Alex Jones. You can meet these people. So a lot of information, Mel. Sorry I had to.
No, I love it. It's scary. I don't want people to feel scared of these people. I am just telling you right now that we have to start dealing with the dark. You know, we all want to deal with the light, but the dark is failing. I believe, Clay, honestly, and we'll talk about it on a different show, but we have been warning people all this time about this global billionaire-led oligarchy that is like, trying to create this eugenics-based fourth industrial revolution, great reset, all of this stuff, full surveillance, track and trace, basically prison on earth, except for them. And I believe that they're fighting amongst themselves. When you bring up the BRICS nations versus the UK, NATO, US, if the billionaire oligarchs are fighting amongst themselves, that's actually good for we, the people of humanity and of God. So what we have to keep paying attention to is that there are a few of them, and there are billions of us, and billions of us are waking up. Very important thing you said there, Clay, too, and I want to tell people. There's about to be, I believe, Google is in on it, and the EU, and a lot of powers that be. There's about to be another purge, okay? Purge. If you are on YouTube and you haven't gone over to Rumble or one of the other platforms and just started a second channel, please do that. I saw, Clay, I was purged a long time ago with a lot of great people, Amazing Polly, SGT, Dave, X22, a lot of people were purged from YouTube. And back when, before the riots, before the fakeness, like during the BLM times, during COVID, just shut down, shut up, no more. There is another round coming to YouTube, folks. So please make sure that you subscribe to both mine and Clay's newsletters so you always know where we are. We already have established ourselves. If you have a show out there, or you're starting a show, please make sure that you go over to the other platforms. Rumble is my main source, but there's many other places I am. I believe that the crackdown on information is going to be worse than the first time. And they're very desperate, but that's a good sign, Clay. So everything Clay is telling you, please look it up yourself on Thrive Time's website. He has everything there for you, all the receipts. He always does. There's nothing Clay doesn't say that you can't find proof on that website. And when you read an article, you read something, go to the footnotes. But we want everyone to know we are trying to celebrate freedom, life, individual sovereignty, the future that we want, and manifesting and creating that together with God and with humanity as a whole. So please do join us. The Vegas event in August is going to be the best one yet. My very good and one of my favorite humans ever. Roseanne will be there with us, making us laugh. We got Brewer, we got music, we got food, we got fun. It's going to be a festival of freedom out there at the Reawaken America Tour in August. So please get your tickets now. That is definitely going to be sold out. It's a little different, and it's going to really be a celebration of how far we've come. Keep the faith. God wins. But at the end of the day, if we don't confront evil head on and stop them in their tracks, they will keep going. And I believe that it's time to put a stop to it. Thank you, Clay Clark, for always bringing the facts and the truth. You are a great human, and you've done so much for this country and will continue to do so. I really appreciate you being here.
Mel, thank you so much. Again, folks, if you haven't subscribed to the Mel Kay Show, what are you doing? You got to subscribe today. Thanks a lot, Mel. Have a great day.
Thanks, sir. See you soon. Hey, Patriot pals, so happy that you're looking into gold and silver and protecting your savings for whatever comes ahead. Beverly Hills Precious Metals is our good friend, and we've been working with them for a long time, so you'll be getting a call from them. We'll also follow up here at the Mel Kay Show because we want to make sure that you're taken care of and you're protected. If you have any questions, please let us know. Right now's the time. There's so much information coming. There's so much chaos. We just want all the patriots out there to be sure that they are protected, they are moving forward, and that we get through the storm together and safe. Whatever may come, just know we, the people of the United States, will prevail. God wins, and protect yourself, and please get in touch with us if you have any questions. So Beverly Hills Precious Metals, they're the best. They'll be in touch. We'll be in touch. You be in touch with us. Let's do this together.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.